Picture number 16.
Jesus always did good. Jesus never sinned. Jesus spoke about God and taught people to obey God. Jesus taught that all people are sinful. Many religious people did not want to say they were sinners. They were angry. Then they had Jesus arrested. The followers of Jesus all ran away. The soldiers spit on Jesus. They beat him and mocked him. But the Lord Jesus did not resist. This was part of God's plan.
Picture number 17.
Jesus was not only beaten, he was nailed to a wooden cross. That was the custom for punishing criminals in those days. God said the death of his son Jesus would be the sacrifice for our sin. Jesus took the punishment for your sin and my sin when he died. If we truly say we are sinful and turn from our sins, Jesus will forgive our sins. Believe what God says.
Picture number 18.
After Jesus died on the cross, his friends buried his body in a cave. Then the door of the cave was closed with a big round stone. Soldiers guarded the cave so no one could steal the body. 3 days later, some women who were followers came to the grave, but Jesus was not there. There was only an angel. The angel said, "Jesus has come back to life again. He is not here." Then the angel disappeared. Jesus is still alive today, and he hears us when we pray to him.
Picture number 19.
After Jesus came alive again, his followers and many other people saw him and spoke with him. Thomas, one of the followers, said, "Unless I see the wounds in his hands, I will not believe that he has come back to life again." Look at this picture. You can see that Jesus came to Thomas and showed him his wounds. Then Thomas believed that Jesus had come alive again and should be his Lord. The Lord Jesus wants us to believe in him, even though we haven't seen him.
Picture number 20.
40 days after the Lord Jesus came alive again, he invited his followers to a hill. He said, "Now I am going to heaven. After I go, you must tell all people that I was crucified to take the punishment for their sin. Every person who obeys me will be forgiven, and later he will live with me in heaven. I will also send my Spirit to give you strength." Then they saw Jesus go up into heaven. Afterwards, two angels said to the followers who were watching, "One day the Lord Jesus will come back again." That is what the angels said, and then they disappeared. Jesus had also told them that he would come back again to take them all to heaven to live with him. If you believe Jesus today, you can go to heaven too.
Picture number 21.
The cross reminds us of the death of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus never sinned, but was willing to be beaten and to die on the cross so that he could take the punishment for our sin. After dying, the Lord Jesus came to life again. He is ready to help people who obey him. When we confess our sin and believe on the Lord Jesus, our sin is wiped away. His Spirit makes us able to obey God, and later we will live with God in heaven.
Picture number 22.
Jesus said there are two roads, a wide road and a narrow road. Every person is already on the wide road. This wide road leads to punishment in the fire which cannot be put out. If a person believes in Jesus and follows him, this person enters from the wide road to the narrow road. The narrow road leads to life with God. Do you want to believe in Jesus? If you want to, speak to Jesus like this. Lord Jesus, I confess that I am sinful. I believe that you died on the cross to take the punishment for my sin. Jesus, forgive me and clean my heart so that I can live with God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. If you truly speak like that to Jesus, you will become a child of God, and God will be your Father.